Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, November 25th, 2020. We can accept God's will without understanding. Inquiring minds want to know. In many ways, I am like a cat, wanting to know and understand everything. Curiosity is good, up to a point. Just ask a cat who lost 8 of his 9 lives. Although science is making new discoveries every day, the more you know, the more you realize how much you don't know. Frustration, doubt, fear, or hesitancy to move forward can all be a result of a lack of comprehension. But there's good news. We don't need to know and understand something in order to accept it. I don't understand gravity, but I accept it lest I walk off the roof of a building plummeting to my demise. I don't know why my wonderful husband Ed loved me, but I'm so glad he did. I accepted it willingly. I don't need to know why the sky is blue, I can see color, or I can hear music to appreciate their beauty. I don't have to fully understand the Trinity, how Jesus was both God and man simultaneously, and many other biblical doctrines to believe it as truth. I don't need to understand how God will work out a particular situation, how my faithful Lord will keep a promise, or all the details of my future to step out in faith and obey. I don't have to comprehend or like the fact that I was born to the parents I had, that I am a widow, or that a particular person has sinned against me, to accept it and not fight God. And I certainly don't need to understand Christ's atoning work and resurrection in order to receive his free gift of eternal life. I'm so grateful for that, aren't you? I really don't want to know and understand what Christ experienced on the cross. You and I don't have to fully grasp this awesome work to get saved. It's simply a childlike act of faith to believe and receive. God even gives us the faith to believe. I said a minute ago that we don't need to like something either in order to accept it. We must come to accept that God is God and we're not. But understand this, God is good and everything he does is good. God loves you and what he is doing is for your ultimate welfare. Oftentimes though, we don't see how a negative circumstance will work for our benefit right away. However, God wants us to live by faith, not by sight, that is, having all the knowledge and understanding we want. Instead, we can focus on what we do know for sure, that God loves us. Accepting this vital truth will help us accept things we don't understand or like. We have a choice. We can kick and scream when we don't understand something or don't get our way, much like a child throwing a temper tantrum, or we can assent to our kind, loving, and all-wise Father's will with as little complaining as possible, or at least try. The quicker we do that, the less disruption there is to our joy, peace, and usefulness for God's purposes. So, my friends, go and seek knowledge, gain understanding. There is much you can know and understand about our transcendent God. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what you need to understand and when. What you cannot grasp, accept and move ahead in faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6.